Marketing Madness. You're listening to Memoir of a Marketing Madam. I'm your host, Dolores Steeves, and this is episode number one. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. At best, it is not fully understood, and at worst, the idea that Twitter is destroying Hollywood marketing campaigns is not true. It allows those involved to feel better about themselves, as if it was not their fault that they ran a fraudulent marketing campaign that brought in a large audience that was not inclined to like the film and made fun of it on a platform that greatly amplifies word of mouth. It's not something that makes or breaks a film, but rather a symptom of a larger problem. If you want to get a better audience response, you can always produce and sell better products on another platform, or at least sell them more effectively. This month's Marketing Madness will be a real change for real estate investing companies. With 90% of consumers using Google every day, you should ensure that you have access to the most up-to-date information about your business, products and services. Join us as we learn the basics of growing a business online on Google. In today's environment, you can shop, work and learn from virtually anywhere in the world, from the comfort of your home, office or even anywhere else. Marketers are now telling us how consumers want to connect with businesses through social media, but there's probably more to it than that. What people really want is the ability to connect with others, not the company, and the beauty of marketing today is that customers are driven to certain areas online where they can mix and connect with each other. It is only a happy coincidence that they connect through social media rather than any other form of contact, whether in person or online. Companies sell their ideas to their customers to ensure that they have a successful season, not only in terms of revenue, but also in terms of sales and marketing. This is the case when companies work with other companies to reach new audiences and combine various fashionable elements. These two techniques bring a new target group of potential customers into the company, whether it is a brand new product, a collaboration with another brand or even a partnership with another company. Collaboration is one of the most important aspects of a successful fashion season, and there are many examples of this in the fashion industry. Social networks and microblogging sites hope to become a digital arena for basketball fans by providing real-time video highlights of the game. By offering a platform for viewers to discuss the games, social media sites allow brands to delve into trends, promote products and connect with potential customers through a shared love of basketball. This is a recurring theme in the fashion industry, especially with regard to social networks. Marketing Madness is all about what has to do with the market, as we strive to educate, grow and implement the various marketing techniques that work in today's economy. Real people do real business using the same marketing methods that work today in the local real estate market. We are trying to achieve this goal in 2019 and 2020, and we are working towards it with the help of some of the best and brightest marketing professionals in our industry. You know that I teach the principles of marketing in my spare time, so you would think that since I wrote a book, I should have found one that makes marketing easy to understand and do. It's colorful, easy to read from cover to cover and takes up most marketing meetings, but it just explains the marketing. I use everything in this book to help agencies control the marketing process and achieve better results for their customers. As a co-marketer who has had a very successful agency for the last 30 years, I have seen too many times that there is a parade of blind people leading blind people or blind people being led by blind people. CEOs who buy the book and ask you about it should be aware that they may be buying this book at the same time as your boss, or even a few days before the meeting. Of course, not every company has the clout or dollars to take on the billion-dollar bracket challenge gambit, but even the smallest brands can take a page out of the Quicken Loans book and think outside the box. March Madness only comes once a year and is over in a few weeks, so marketers who use these 3 weeks with a unique but workable strategy are the real winners, even if no team makes it to the end. A small marketing campaign may not have the expected profits that come from a big, well-known team, or even the team with the most money in the tournament, but a marketer who takes advantage of the 3 weeks with unique yet viable strategies can be a real winner. This was Marketing Madness, by Memoir of a Marketing Madam, and this was episode number 1. My name is Dolores Steeves, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Podbot.ai Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.